Please rise. Grace, mercy, and peace will be with us from God the Father and from Jesus Christ, the Father's Son, in truth and love. Amen. Meditation for this morning. This comes from our Old Testament reading in which we learn about what true wisdom is and how to get there. You may be seated. People these days tend to use the words smart or intelligent a lot more often than we talk about being wise or having wisdom. I mean, being smart results, doing well in school, putting things together quickly, probably good at logic puzzles and games, and sure, it is a useful gift. The well-educated, the smart, tend to find themselves somewhere towards the top of society. Not really the very top, but they usually find themselves better off and more respected than most. They're not always wise. They may do well with what's given them, but they miss some important details. Smart person might figure out how to edit our DNA, our genetic material, but a wise person would know when that's not a good idea. Or I've heard the saying of a smart person knows that a tomato is a fruit, but wisdom means that you know not to put it in a fruit salad. But even this is still referring to our own still flawed human wisdom. Just the ability to think a little bit more than the pieces you're given and to recognize that there's something, some things you don't know and some things that you do know that you just don't say. But we Christians have a different kind of wisdom. We have wisdom incarnate, and our wisdom is not our own. As Proverbs says this morning, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of all wisdom, and knowledge of the Holy One is insight. We aren't here in church to rely on our secular intelligence or academia for our wisdom, but on the fear of the Lord, on our status as a believer in Christ. Only by knowing Him can we have true wisdom. Because He is wisdom. He is the Word of God in human flesh. He is what God speaks, which can be nothing but a wisdom that would top all of our own. It's far better and more reliable than any fallen human, no matter how smart they may be. It's not to say scientists, doctors, and general academics don't have their rightful place. They do. God has given them to us for a reason, to help us guide us in matters which we would not otherwise understand. This reason and logic, being smart, is just fine for deciding the things of this world. And even more so, our own human wisdom. I wouldn't leave it to Christ to arrange traffic lights and make sure bridges will be stable. That's just not His job. He can do it just fine, but He has given us people to do it for us. It's not His concern. His concern for us, the unique thing that He gives, is our spiritual life. So wisdom, as the Christian understands it, is first concerned with our own spiritual health, and then flows forth into our lives in the world. So the first concern of wisdom is for our eternal salvation. So we return to our reading, where wisdom is inviting people over, anyone she can find. She's done the careful preparation for a grand feast. Just in the repetition that it has, you can feel her deliberate and gradual work, that it takes time, takes effort. But she's ready. So she sends her messengers, her young women, out to proclaim the invitation. Whoever is simple, let him turn in here. The word simple doesn't quite get at the Hebrew meaning. The word in question is really the opposite of wise and experienced. So perhaps you could paraphrase it as, if you're not all that bright, you're more inexperienced and gullible, come on in. The message is for those who are wandering around aimlessly, easily fall for tricks, and have found that their own wits aren't enough to get by. The message is for those who realize that they need to be taught. What better place to learn wisdom than her own house? And even more, there's a meal to be had. As she says, to him who lacks sense, come, eat of my bread and drink of the wine I have mixed. A man with no sense is going to find himself in all sorts of trouble, as he probably has very little restraint, and a man without sense may finally find rest at wisdom's table. When he may finally eat the good bread and fine wine without having to worry about whether he is being deceived or not. See, the woman wisdom here in Proverbs is speaking about Christ. Yeah, it's a woman wisdom, but it's just because wisdom is a feminine noun in Hebrew. It's a matter of what language it's in. It's not saying it's anything too confusing. So, when it's speaking of wisdom, the woman wisdom, it's Christ. So when she provides a meal, it's the meal which Christ provides. It's talking of the Lord's Supper. And so, the invitation from wisdom that's crying from the tops of the town to all who can hear, heard throughout the streets, is to say, leave your simple ways and live. Walk in the way of insight. So right there, at the Lord's Supper, right at the foot of the altar, you receive wisdom on your lips. It causes you to leave your simple, inexperienced, gullible ways, where you fall for trick after trick from the devil, so that you walk the narrow path of wisdom, which leads to salvation, to eternal life. There, your sins are forgiven by the cross of Christ, so that you may be made wise. Solomon, who wrote Proverbs, was given immense wisdom from God, but even he found himself astray. Only from Christ's wisdom can we be led to salvation. Only with his body and blood may we live. Hence, he can say in our gospel reading today, whoever feeds on my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him up on the last day. So, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. As the fear of the Lord leads you to Christ, who is wisdom, and leads you to his table, so that you may be wise. And such wisdom leads you not just in spiritual matters, but in bodily ones as well. Not in just basic, rational questions. It's not his wisdom that tells you the best way to drive into Fort Wayne, but in how to deal with other people, how to treat your children, how to love your wife and husband, how to interact with your employer or your workers, how to interact with the random person on the street or in the store that you encounter. Plenty of other contenders in the world will promise to give you this sort of wisdom. But all who claim to supplant the place of Christ have one source, Satan. Right after our passage in Proverbs, it warns of this. It speaks of another woman. It speaks, the woman folly is loud. She is seductive and knows nothing. She sits at the door of her house. She takes a seat on the highest places of the town, calling to those who pass by, who are going straight on their way. Whoever is simple, let him turn in here. And to him who lacks sense, she says, stolen water is sweet, and bread eaten in secret is pleasant. But he does not know that the dead are there, that her guests are in the depths of Sheol. This woman calls just as loud from the same places, sounds just as inviting. She even uses the same words. She tries to offer the same thing, at least until you get to the meal, the stuff that actually matters. That's all fake. That's all simply stolen, simply worthless. People will offer other ways of promising wisdom. But if it is not through Christ, it can only be any use to us here on earth. If it is not through Christ, it has no spiritual merit whatsoever. People who fancy themselves smart may inadvertently also claim that they are wise and that they have all the answers that you need. They'll try to tell you that they have everything figured out, from the smallest scale to the largest. But if it has nothing to do with Christ and the church, they're wrong. Satan has built them up on a pedestal which will one day be smashed out from underneath them so that they can fall into the depths of hell. Be wary of following such people. The woman you must listen to is calling not to those who are going straight on the way, not to those who know where they're going, like the woman folly is, trying to lead them astray, but calling to you, to ones who need assistance, who know they need it, who come to church so that they may hear the instruction, so that they may become wise. So finally, you must instead come here to wisdom's table. Come, all who are simple. I am sure among them. Know that here is the place you receive wisdom. Know that that wisdom will bring you to eternal life. Know Christ by his word and by his flesh. Settle for nothing less. Satan may bring similar claims, but Christ is the only true wisdom. Humanity has been falling for his promise of wisdom since the very beginning. Eve ate the apple because it looked good to eat and it was desirable to make one wise. But we have the true food which brings wisdom. Continue to eat of it so that you may grow in your faith and gain the wisdom of God unto life everlasting. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Please rise. May the peace of God, which passes all understanding, guard your hearts and minds unto life everlasting. Amen. We now collect our offering.